Phosphine and Tom Keen looking into the clear eye thing at the airport.
I do that.
You look in the clear thing, and it's like, boom, you're through. Alan Gilmer joining us now. This is important. This is the most important segment of the day, folks.
No question. Bloomberg government.
Homeland Security reporter on TSA. We know and love TSA. And Alan, I want to get to the news in a moment, but if Israel gets this done right and other nations get this done right, and Paul and I are doing clear where you go in, you do the eye thing, it knows it's you, why aren't we doing that nationwide? I just don't get it.
Well, the U.S. is moving toward incorporating more biometrics, so whether it's the eye scan or a face scan or fingerprint, something like that, throughout the travel process. So I wouldn't say we're not doing it. We just might not be doing it at the scale or in the pace that other countries are.
So, Ellen, what has become a constant in our travel lives post 9/11 is the TSA. Can you give us a sense of how big the TSA is, how it's grown, and what's the – I know we've got some issues about paying these good folks, but kind of just give us an overview of what's going on with our friends at the TSA.
Sure. Of course, yeah. So TSA, like you said, they're the folks who are doing the airport security checkpoints. TSA does a lot of other stuff, but that's what we mostly see. And they've got 50, 60,000 workers whose pay for years has been lower than their federal counterparts and other agencies, like 30% lower, pretty significant, because they're not on that kind of general pay schedule that other federal employees are on. So that's the issue here, is you've got folks leaving TSA left and right because they can make more money at another agency or even at like the Chick-fil-A in the airport.
So are they unionized? How does this all work? And is there any mechanism that they're pursuing to try to get paid more?
Yes. So there is a TSA union. They're affiliated with the union. And they have been working with Congress for years to try to get raises. And last year, Congress came through, gave them funding to cover raises for one quarter of the fiscal year that we're in now. So now the question is, all right, is Congress going to keep that going? Normally that would be the case, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. Is Congress going to keep that going so those raises stay in place in the coming year and beyond?
Are they going to strike? I mean, to the heart of your reporting for Bloomberg government, I mean, I frankly, in all the traveling I've been doing, I've been sort of shocked that the lines are shorter, better.
Yeah.
Good, but is the summer going to be ugly?
I haven't heard a whisper about strikes. I don't think that's on the table. Will the summer be ugly? Summer travel volumes are anticipated to go up, to reach and surpass pre-pandemic levels. We talked to the head of TSA, David Pekoski, earlier this week, and he said TSA ideally would have more staffing for that, but at the level they're at, they can meet the challenge. They've kind of been there before where they've been a little short staffed, but been able to figure out how to make things work.
So what kind of leverage do the TSA folks have? Is it just kind of, is it a work slowdown? Are we going to see like increased sick days, sick outs? I mean, it seems like, you know, they have some leverage here because, you know, it seems like a lot of Americans travel, particularly in the summer, they might have an opportunity here.
I guess in the case of the TSA, they haven't needed leverage to win over management. Management is on their side. Management, the head of TSA, David Koski, and the DHS, which TSA is part of, they have all been advocating for these raises as well. And they've been telling lawmakers, this is a national security issue. We have to keep these folks on the job. We don't want to constantly be cycling through new employees because people are always leaving. We want good folks on the job to stay on the job, to keep flying.
And the argument I would suggest out of Congressional Budget Office is, okay, you make a lower wage as a public employee, but you got this ginormous payoff of generous pension benefits down the road. Are you suggesting TSA employees don't have that payoff down the road?
Well, I would say that, you know, TSA employees have federal retirement packages, but the amount you get paid as a federal employee affects how much you then take away in retirement. So that's affected. And the issue is that TSA workers at any time can walk over and say, I prefer to work at Customs and Border Protection. I'd prefer to work at FAA because it's going to be a better situation for me financially.
So basically it's a holding place for a job search to another agency. What do they make? I mean, you know, let's go to the nation's capital where the senators and congressmen are going through to Reagan. What does somebody in Terminal C at Reagan make?
I don't have that information, but what I can tell you is that one of the TSA agents I spoke to last year, his starting pay was $36,000 a year. That was 20 years ago. Today, wow. He makes less than $51,000 a year. He's based in Dallas, so different situation there, but still, that really illustrates the pay issue.
These are statistics.
They are wow statistics. You know, is there anything, Ellen, I mean, from a technology perspective, it just feels like the TSA process is pretty manual, and it just feels like it's begging for some technological change. Not that I expect the U.S. government to be on the cutting edge there, but is there talk about we can use more technology and less people, maybe?
Well, you mentioned CLEAR. TSA partners with CLEAR and, you know, with other outfits like that. So that those private partnerships are always part of the equation. Also, TSA is incorporating tons of new technology that is kind of reducing the number of people you need right there at the checkpoint. So it's like better screening technology, the actual CT scanners that look at your luggage. So it will get faster over the years, but we're also, that's happening at the same time that we have this big travel recovery since COVID started. So,
Ellen, thanks so much. Ellen Gilmer there, Bloomberg Government, and our friends at TSA as well.